Well, here we are. Only this time, I am not alone. I've got a guest, and I cannot wait for you to meet them. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Market Your Biz Better podcast with my mom, Deb LaFlamme. She created this podcast for biz owners like you who could use a little help in the marketing department. I've heard her on calls, and she's pretty good at what she does. Don't be embarrassed. My mom says you can't be an expert at everything, and between us, the more you need her support, the more Netflix you get to watch. My mom knows you are busy running your biz, and that's why most of her episodes will be a quick tip you can do right away. Sometimes she meets talented people and she'll get really excited about them and how they can help you, and will invite them on as a guest. My mom is standing over me, ready to get this podcast episode started. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody. I am so excited about today's casual conversation. Someone who I really probably could talk to all day, every day when it comes to life and business, marketing, video marketing. And I welcome today to your earbuds, Brandi Sales, four-time international award-winning video producer, speaker, and video production coach, amazing husband, father, and one of the best business buddies I have ever had. Hey, Brandi!
Hey, thanks for having me, Dev. I appreciate it.
I'm so glad you're here. So glad. Sorry that it took us so long to get this recorded, but it's a conversation.
All good.
Yeah. It's a conversation that I've wanted to have with you, but again, it doesn't matter what time of day or year. It's like, you know, we've been talking every day.
Right.
So, yeah. So before we get into really all the things marketing, video marketing, I wanted to just tell my audience, why I wanted you as a guest, why I wanted to bring you to their headphones, why I wanted them to hear from you firsthand about ways to market your business better. And for those of you that don't know, Brandi and I have known each other a very long time, and our paths crossed 10 years ago, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, it was about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're always trying to figure out that time frame, but
yeah, it's around there.
Yeah. So 2008-ish, right? So imagine how different things were when it comes to business and marketing. Now, you and I did not even own our own businesses 10 years ago.
No.
Both of us probably had no idea where we would be 10 years from then.
No.
But I have to say, like, the internet, that to me has been the game changer for my business, and I know it's been a game changer for your business. So I'm thrilled that our worlds have collided, so to speak, and we've worked together so many times, we've collaborated so many times, because you are the king of making things simpler. You are the king of making things easier for your audience, for your clients, for your followers. Tell me what it is you do so that my listeners know what makes Brandi Sales special.
Sure, absolutely. So I am a speaker and video production coach, and I speak about smartphone video production, and I teach smartphone video production. Mm-hmm. And a lot of what I do is break it down step by step. And a lot of that background for me comes from, you know, I've taught people from the age of 7 all the way up to the age of 98 was the oldest person I've ever taught video production to. And so the way I look at it is I work with a lot of entrepreneurs in general, or business owners even, I should say. And what I see is everyone has a smartphone, and I have that skill set of video production just because of all the videos I've produced in the past. Why not combine the education component and the video production component and help people use what they already have, which is their smartphone.
Yep. At the end of the day, what you do, Brandi, is you make it so easy. And so can you talk a little bit about the way that you coach and or teach people how to use their smartphone?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the way I teach and coach is in small bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. If you work with any video production company, they're going to take you through a process, and they might not actually tell you what that process is, but really in the end, it's three parts. And interestingly enough, the reason why Deb and I became close was because there's actually a fourth part in video production now, and that's delivery, and a lot of that happens on social media. So when you look at video production, you're going to start with pre-production, which is your scripts, is your ideas, organizing everything. And then you take all of that and you move it to step number two, which is production. And your production is really, that's when you take out your equipment and you start creating that video, whatever it might be. And then after you create that video, and then you're going to do some editing to it. You know, whether it's just taking off the little bit at the beginning where you're not saying anything, or if it's something a little bit more complex, you still are more than likely going to edit a video at some point in time. And then there's a delivery phase where you need to figure out a strategy on how to use the video that you just created. For me, I have a system called Yes Marketing. Again, that's just to help people organize their thoughts. And the Yes stands for YouTube, email, and social on and offline.
Oh, I love that. That is because that's, again, you and I working together is because our mission is so parallel. I mean, you make it really easy. And I work with my clients to help them get the fact that marketing can be easy. And you bring in amazing pieces, Brandy, that helps them take their messaging to an entirely new level without investing thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in video production companies. And would you say, who is typically your audience? Who do you typically work closely with?
You know, I work a lot with real estate agents. I work a lot with the fitness industry. I also work with coaches and then nonprofits.
Right. So these demographics deserve the same tools that big businesses, you know, have access to because they have big budgets. You're actually providing your audience with these easy ways, that word keeps coming up, these easy, simple ways in the small bits and pieces, like you mentioned, to create amazing marketing content with video.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So it's a lot, our audience is really similar, which is great because when we get together, our messaging is so consistent. We really want them to be able to use their smartphone, which is right in their back pocket, to get their message out. I do want to tell you a story, Brandy. I think you'll love this. Just today I was with a client and she's really having a hard time showing up. And she's actually a medical esthetician. And I don't know if you saw, yet on Instagram, but what I basically did was I said, when I show up in your office today, I want you to take your viewers on the journey of whatever service you're doing. And so I actually had an appointment with her and I had a procedure with her, a chemical peel, which you can go online and see. I'll be happy to link to it.
I have not seen that yet.
Yeah. And I basically took her smartphone and I showed her exactly how to take her audience on the journey before, during, and after of this service that she provides.
That's cool.
And I mean, I basically followed your, I followed your parts, your three and four parts. We talked about the pre-production and literally we did this in no time at all. Now, obviously I've been with you long enough that I know what it takes. She obviously needs a little more support from you, but we started with the, what are you going to say? That's the pre-production part. Like what are we going to say on video? Right. And then we took the equipment, which today was just her smartphone. I didn't bring a tripod for her. Her lighting was really good.
So Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, let's just get started. The third piece was the editing piece, which we did on her smartphone. And it was just me today was showing her what she could do to bring these little pieces of information together. And then the final part, Brandy, which you'll love, was the delivery. We really loaded six little clips onto her Instagram story.
Added which is awesome.
Text. Yep, added some text. And then from there, she has all that raw footage on her camera roll to then put on her website, to then put on Facebook, to then use in her Instagram grid. But I don't know if it was because I knew I was talking to you today, but I just was inspired for her to show her the power of sharing her message, sharing her story, sharing what she offers her audience using video, because she's not someone who's going to write a blog post about it.
Right.
So right. I thought you'd love that. The way that it just...
No, that's amazing.
And she says, oh, I don't feel comfortable. I look so silly. And I said, but if you knew you were going to get one client out of this video, would you do it? And she said, absolutely. And I said, then let's roll. Get that camera.
You know, a story I tell a lot during my smartphone video camps, I do a whole section at camp where it's all about where you stuck. And then I have my team go through all the post-it notes, and then we talk about where people are stuck. Because, you know, everyone there is stuck on the same things. But the number one thing that comes up is confidence on camera, or just looking good on camera. Mm-hmm. And the story I always tell is in 2014, this is my first full year in business, but it was the first time I showed up, let's say, on camera. Yeah. I've always been behind the camera. I was like, well, I have to get in front and say something.
Yep.
I had a video on the internet for 6 months before my wife finally told me that I had a button undone. So, you know what though? I got tens of thousands of dollars of clients from that one video, and no one cared about the button that was undone. Actually, it became a joke between me and one of my clients. They're like, oh yeah, I saw the button undone. I just thought it was kind of funny.
That's an amazing story. Cause I know that people listening are stuck in that same place. So I love that you, the 4-time international award winning producer, video producer, had a video online that wasn't perfect. I mean, whose idea of perfect, that doesn't get you a client if you're hiding.
No, I was working with somebody today virtually. We were editing together, and she shot something on her phone, and she had noticed that she like made some weird noise when she breathed weird. And I missed it the first time, but then when she told me, I heard it. And yeah. You know what it really comes down to is, if somebody's not going to hire you because you took a weird breath,
yeah,
then maybe they're not your right client.
Yes.
I'm just saying, they might not be a person you want to work with. That's right. Just my 2 cents.
No, it's actually really important. It's part of what I coach my clients on, especially in the one-on-one realm, is because people say, oh, this person, you know, they're asking a lot of me, they're expecting a lot of me. And I said, you know, it's all about expectations. Like, did you say that this is what you were going to offer? And she said, no, but I feel badly. And I said, you know what? It's okay to say no. And it's okay for that person to not be paying you, because when you let go of the people, you and I have had this conversation a lot, Brandy, when you let go of people that, you know, you can't help everybody, especially if people aren't ready to help themselves. And you've got to know who your audience is. And you're absolutely right. Like, you've watched me evolve over the last year or 2 years maybe, and how I'm very natural and relaxed on the camera. Very. Like, I do Facebook Lives like other people write blogs. I am the opposite of most people. I will not write a blog. If I write a blog, it will never get done, because I will overthink it. I will reword it. I will ask someone to edit it. I will be having trouble finding pictures. It will be 6 months before that even potentially goes into draft mode on my website.
Yeah, I just won't even write a blog.
Yeah, right.
I feel you.
Like, I'm grateful for the internet and the ability to connect with millions of people, but also to use video, because I've been told that when I do write, people hear my voice. And so I'm like, well, why am I working harder by writing? Why don't I just do a video and capture that?
I think you meant when you're on video, people hear. Is that what you say? Oh, when you write, people hear your voice because of them seeing you on video.
Yeah, like they hear me. They can hear me talking. And that's because of my relationship with the camera and talking to my dream client. Like, I get in their heads.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yep.
So let me ask you a question. What? Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, a lot of what I work on with people is writing, so that your voice does come through.
Yeah.
And like you're saying, the more and more you do video, people will start to hear your real voice.
Yeah.
Whether it's writing it down on a piece of paper or saying it in front of a camera. I think what it really comes down to is practicing and really paying attention to what you sound like and how you deliver things.
Right. And not saying, oh my God, my eyes look bad, or I blink a lot, or
that stuff,
like you evolve. What the more natural you feel and comfortable you feel, the better your delivery is.
Can I just add one more thing? I know you're about to ask me something.
That's okay. So, I'm good.
So I have this debate constantly. What's more important? Like the video part of video or the audio part of video?
Yeah.
Essentially, that's all video is. It's video and audio.
Yeah, and I love this debate. Go ahead.
Which one's more important? I'm going to ask you first, and then I'm going to give you my answer and why.
Okay. So it's kind of an unfair opportunity that you're telling me this or asking me this, because I've been amongst you when we've talked about this. But
true.
But I know that, well, so there's two ways to look at it. So for me, like in the news feed of Facebook, for example, if you can get someone to stop scrolling because of a video, a moving picture, energy that comes off the screen, the video is important. I mean, that's at the end of the day, you want someone to stop scrolling, right? You want people to stop and listen. So go ahead, you can finish.
So my answer is audio, but on top of that, my answer is know your strategy. Is really the answer in the end, is know your strategy to which one needs to be more important at the time. But if you had to pick one, it's audio. Because a lot of the times people aren't even watching you when they're watching a video. And I'll tell you, I worked for Channel 5 News in Boston, which is the ABC affiliate. And we were the fifth news market in the country, which means, you know, out of all the other news stations in the country, we were number five. And the way they taught us to write was to write for the person who's not watching.
Right.
So you were literally writing for people who weren't in the room, people who were distracted, things like that. And so when you really think about video, yes, it is. If your strategy is social, absolutely. But if your strategy is this person is going to sit down and watch this video, you need to write like they're not watching. They're just listening.
Well, and let's be honest, when people are, especially on their desktop and they're watching a Facebook Live, chances are they're on their phone doing something else. So
you're, absolutely.
Yeah, like we live in a time that people are super distracted, so you want to get them to hear your message. Now, like Brandy said, the audio is most important. What he means is your message.
Right, the message. You're absolutely right.
The message, yes. And so the bonus is if they're going to watch you, right? That doesn't mean that you and I both have debated about this. You should not be driving while doing a Facebook
Live. Right. Yeah.
You know, there are certain things you shouldn't do. You also should probably get out of bed. Like, you know, you don't have to get out of your pajamas. I really don't care about that. But like, if you are trying to represent a brand, just be mindful of what that brand is, whatever it is to you.
Right.
If you sell pajamas, then be in bed.
Yeah, again, you're right. It's absolutely the message. I mean, if your message is distracted driving, it's probably a good Facebook Live to do. you know, to prove a point. If your message is like busy mom who's running around, it's still a message to send. I'm not going to say definitely do it, but there are ways to do it in the car.
Safely.
Right. Like my phone is entirely voice activated. So I could actually shoot whenever I wanted to without touching my phone.
Right. But here's the thing about that. Before, I don't want to go down this dark hole.
We don't need to go down this road.
But I do want, my big thing is, you know that your phone is voice activated, but your viewer doesn't. And so
are you
willing to lose a client because you thought it was okay to go live in your car and everyone would know that your phone is hands-free? So you just can't risk that. It's not worth risking that. So
my quick answer to that, and I'll be done with this, is if it was part of my strategy, yes. Yeah. Well, otherwise, no.
Yeah, right. Okay, we're moving on. When I say marketing, you say
in your head. Get right. in your head.
I love it. So you're saying that the better I market, the more in my client's head I will be. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
I love it. Okay, cool. That was a great answer and totally unexpected. So maybe you've heard, Brandy, I have my Love Your Biz map, which is basically the five elements you need most to fall madly in love with your biz. And
sure.
The five are, you got to have your product or service. Mm-hmm. You got to know who your dream client is.
Right.
You need inspiration, confidence, mm-hmm. and the fifth element is support. So I want to talk to you about inspiration because you are an inspiration to so many people, but I would love for you to share with us what inspires you to market your biz better.
For me, it really, that's an interesting question for me because I get inspired by so many things.
Good. Well, share one. Maybe share one or two.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing that inspires me is solitude, to be honest.
Yeah.
Is to be in a space by myself. Mm-hmm. Usually hiking is yep. a place where I find inspiration, but I need to be by myself listening to music, like super distracted, which is odd, but I have to be super distracted in doing something.
Yep.
Which by myself, typically in the woods. And that's where most of my ideas typically come from.
Yep.
Is whenever I'm like walking in the woods, listening to music or walking in the woods, maybe shooting video or something like that. And then I'm just not even thinking about what I'm trying to figure out. And that's when things come to me.
Yep. I love it. Now, what inspires you, like as far as when you're getting inspiration to teach and coach? And I know you work with a lot of beautiful nonprofit organizations, specifically some kids programs.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that kind of inspiration that you have.
My mom has always been my inspiration.
Yeah.
I grew up in an educator family in general, mm-hmm. Or education-based family in general, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my mom always said, do something. In fact, those were the last words my mom said to me. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like, go do something, go hang out with your friends. It was like, do something so well that nobody else can do it better.
Yes.
So that's what, you know, that's what really rings with me all the time. I'm inspired by some of my mom's words when I was younger. She wasn't a person that said, you can't do that. She was a person that said, you know, give it a try, and if you love it, keep doing it. And then she always told me, you know, if you're the best, people will come find you. So,
I would say that
makes sense.
Been, yeah, I would say that's been very true of you.
Oh yeah.
You are a magnet, you know, you do attract the right kind of people. I mean, we always have to weed out the ones that aren't right for us, but over the year watching you seem to attract the right people. I mean, I don't know anybody else. I don't know any other male that has been invited to more all women events than you.
Yeah.
Let's give you props right there.
That is true.
If anybody is listening and you have an all woman event and you want the most amazing inspirational speaker, do not discount Brandy because he's a guy. I can tell you that your crowd will love him and his message and what he teaches. So there's a little prop for you.
Hey, I appreciate that. I mean, I don't know when this is airing, but I'll just say I am so excited to be going out to Spokane this fall to speak at the National Association of Women Business Owners event.
Yeah, and that's like going to be your third or fourth all-women's event, I think.
It is. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But that's among all of the other co-ed events. But this is like, it, you know, oftentimes women events just look for women speakers. And I think it's amazing that you found the opportunity to open the door for letting other people come in and speak. I think it's amazing. I love it.
I appreciate that.
I love it. All right. So last question, because I know mm-hmm. we could talk all day and I'm confident I will have you on again. What is your top tip for my audience when it comes to video marketing?
I'm going to give you a top tip and then I'm going to give you a little bonus as well.
Okay, good. I love it.
So the top tip is to just do it. Start somewhere. Because honestly, if you keep saying, if you keep making up excuses, you're just missing out on opportunities, unfortunately.
Yep.
You just need to do, I mean, I did it. The first time I did it, I had a button undone, you know, and now I can hop on camera and just get, you know, go with whatever right away. But just do it. I know everyone will tell you it just gets easier. You'll be fine after a while. And that is true, but it's not easy. It's not a light switch to get there. But just make a video, put yourself out there. And even if you don't want to be in front of the camera, you don't have to be. There's lots of videos you can do where you're not in front of the camera. And those are, you know, those are things that I can help you with, Deb can help you with.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's true. Then, it is true. Go ahead. What's your other?
And then the bonus is the number one question you can ask yourself about a video is, how do you want your audience to feel after they watch your video?
Oh, I love that.
So I don't care what kind of video you do, whether it's a Facebook Live or a highly produced video, you should be asking yourself, how do you want your audience to feel after they watch your video? Nothing else matters except how you want that audience to feel. And I can tell you the most powerful points in a video are the first 10 seconds and the last five.
Wow. Okay. And that's really good.
I mean, that's how we made so much money for nonprofits, is we just followed that formula. That's the first question I would ask every nonprofit. And then I just carry that over to all of my private clients now.
That's awesome. That is a great bonus. Thank you for surprising me with that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The first 10 seconds and the last 5 seconds. Okay. Got it. I'm ready. Yeah. Boom. Boom. Yeah, all right. Ready. It will what?
I was going to say, a lot of the times that last 5 seconds, is how the music ends, which is kind of crazy. But if you're doing professionally produced videos, make sure that music makes you feel a certain way at the end. Don't let a video producer just pick any old song. Make sure that music resonates with your message.
Yeah. Yep. Awesome. It's all about the mood. Okay. Oh, so yeah. Randy, where can my people find you? What's the best place? I will absolutely share any links with them in the show notes, but tell everyone where to find you and how to connect with you.
The easiest way is just to go to brandysales.com, B-R-A-N-D-Y, Brandy like the drink, sales, S-A-L-E-S.com.
Yep.
And you can click through everything there. That's the easiest way.
Great. And then you've got some speaking engagements this year all over the country, right?
Yeah, I'll be in Spokane, Washington. I'll be in Ohio, Chicago, New York, and then I have a few locally here in Boston.
Awesome. All right, so coming to a stage near you, my good friend Brandy Sales, 4-time International Award-winning video producer, speaker, and video production coach. I love nothing more than chatting with you. Thank you so much, Brandy, for being a guest on the Market Your Biz Better podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Deb.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks again for listening to this episode of the Market Your Biz Better podcast. I absolutely love connecting you to the people who help me market my biz better. I know there are tons of podcasts that you can listen to, so I'm pretty excited that you've chosen to listen to mine. Now, I want you to hop on over to the show notes, use all those links that we dropped over there for you that we mentioned in this episode, and I will see you next time. Now, go market your biz better.